Sorry for making you sit in your car longer than you hoped. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?
All right, we are back on the phone with our listeners, Annie and Nick. Annie got a hold of us looking for some help, told us about a date she went on with this guy named Nick. Said they met before the pandemic, but finally went out. It was a long walk. She thought it was a really good time. Thought they hit it off well. She described him as nice and funny. We got Nick on, and we might have caught Nick a little off guard here. He doesn't know if he wants to go out with Annie again, was the last thing he told us. So maybe you can elaborate a little bit more for us, Nick. What do you mean you don't know? Have you reached out to her or what? Or is there some reason you haven't?
I haven't. The reason is we went out a lot. I wasn't really feeling a connection, you know. In the past, like pre-pandemic, we got along pretty well, but I feel like something was missing this time.
All right, like, what was missing?
Well, maybe alcohol. We used to hang out with friends, you know. This is our first time, just two of us, and there was always alcohol involved. And I don't know. I thought she was just pretty interesting before, and I don't know. I found her kind of just boring sober.
Oh, my gosh. This is like my nightmare.
Okay.
You know?
All right, yeah.
Because I do feel like when I have a little booze or something, I'm slightly more animated. And then when people...
Slightly.
Oh, yeah. And then people get together with me when I'm sober, and I just feel like they're disappointed.
Well, you know, I do think, you know, look, there is a bit of a fine line. We're all a little different when we've been drinking.
Yeah.
I just don't think we want someone totally different.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Hang on. We're going to bring Annie back onto the show here. Annie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Annie, all right. You heard Nick. He thought you were a little more fun when you drank.
So buy me a drink next time? Like, what am I supposed to say to that?
Show up to the walk with a flask.
Well, Nick?
Well, I mean, as much as I would like to, we can't drink every time we hang out.
Well, yeah, I don't want to drink every time we hang out. I just think you're being kind of a jerk. It's like, yeah, most people are more relaxed and more fun when they're drinking and when they're in a bar scenario at night.
Right.
On some, like, boring walk. Like,
yeah,
and also,
you're right.
It's like, it goes two ways, too. It's like, you know, you're way more quiet when you're sober, and so I felt like I was having to overcompensate in the conversation, you know, because you weren't giving me much. So, and like, I forgave you for that because, like, it's a day date in a pandemic and, like, we can't even hug hello, which also set an awkward tone, like, and just, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
All right.
No, you're right. You're right. I get that. I mean, I kind of meant, you know, you were more interesting when I had a few.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow, this is getting better.
If that's the way you feel, like, you could have just texted that, like, hey, not into it, thanks.
Yeah.
Take care.
Well,
like,
thinking about it. I was just kind of, like, letting it sink in, you know? And
for a month to sink in? Really?
Okay. Nick, or Annie, do you still even want to pursue this at this point, or have you changed your mind at all?
No, I mean, no, I'm not interested in someone who's not interested in me.
Okay.
I just thought she was a fun-loving type of person, and that's cool that she's not, but...
Excuse me, I am a fun-loving type of person.
Obviously.
Like, to say she's not a fun-loving type of person because I wasn't, like, bouncing off the walls in a boring walk. Like,
okay.
You're intense for sure, but I don't know if fun-loving is right.
Okay.
Well, you're a jerk, for
okay. Yeah.
And I do know you are not fun-loving either, sir, so good luck to you.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
You know what? We agree on that. Yeah. Good luck to both of you.
Yes.
Thank you for being on the show. Sorry it didn't work out. But there's nothing we can do here. No chance. So take care. Goodbye.
Have a drink.
Thank you. And, well, have a drink. Don't have a drink, but whatever. Just
good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
If you still aren't sure what happened, hear it again at star1025.com.